Now to a mystery that has German police turning to the public for help. Almost a year ago, a teenage boy, known only as Ray, turned up in Berlin City Hall. He said he had been living in the forest for 5 years. Ray told police that his father and mother had died, and he did not know his own identity. The investigation has been going on for months, and authorities have now released a photo of Ray in hopes that someone will recognize him. You can see that picture at NPR.org. Now, for more on this story, I'm joined by Hannah Cleaver. She's the acting editor of the English-language German website, thelocal.de. Hi there, Hannah.
Hi.
So to start, tell us what other details that authorities learned about Ray.
Well, yes. I mean, all they know is that he showed up in the center of Berlin last September, claiming not to know who he was, not to know where he was from. He told them a story that he had been living in the woods with his father for the previous 5 years, and that his father had died, and told him that if anything should happen, he should walk north and ask for help, which is what he says he did. He has actually no signs of having lived in the woods, but he has nothing to him that would give anybody a lead as to where he's from or who he is.
And as you said, he's not exactly showing up looking feral in any way or dirty. I mean, he knows how to use a computer and the phone and speaks English.
Well, he spoke only English, but it seems to be learned English is what the German authorities are saying to me. But the Berlin police say that they themselves are very doubtful of his story because he showed up looking quite clean, quite healthy. And if you'd really been living in the woods for 5 years, you wouldn't be.
So police have their doubts, but what do they think is going on here?
This is the fascinating thing, is that there's no alternative narrative to this. The police have distributed fingerprints, pictures, now a photograph, and DNA samples internationally, and nobody's got any idea of who he is. So in the absence of any other story, one has to then look again at Ray's story, which has loads of holes in it. So it's an amazing mystery. And the fact is that Ray has stuck to his story now for 10 months. It's not as if he's run away from home and 2 months later he says, well, okay, maybe I should call my mom and tell her I'm okay. There's nothing there. It's amazing.
And have there been any psychological examinations done?
Well, they have given him a psychologist. I mean, you know, they haven't released any personal details of any psychological evaluation, but he seems, according to my sources, relatively happy, relatively well-adjusted. The most interesting thing about him and his attitude is that he seems to have a lack of interest in finding out who he is or where he's from.
So, Hannah, lastly, where is Ray living now and what's next for him?
He's currently in the care of Berlin Social Services. He's living in a home for young people who don't have anywhere else to stay. But the question of what happens to him next, I think, is the most interesting of all, because if he was 17 or around that when he showed up, he must be soon 18, which makes him an adult. And the German authorities are going to have to give him an identity. They're going to have to give him a family name. They're going to have to decide on a birthday for him. And they're going to have to give him some kind of official status. And then he's going to have to start his life. And that seems to me to be the most interesting phase of all for him. If he really doesn't come up with an identity, he's going to have to start anew. It's a fascinating problem.
Hannah, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Hannah Cleaver of thelocal.de in Berlin talking about a teenage boy named Ray. German police have been trying to determine his identity for nearly a year.